Did you know more than 20,000 kids in Kent County don't have quality, affordable child care? Of course, families who do have child care are feeling the cost impact, and we talk about that. West Michigan consists of individuals, community groups, faith communities, and nonprofits that all work together for this opportunity to make high-quality child care more affordable for families. So let's talk about it with the experts. Kate Robinson, lead parent coordinator at Everbloom Montessori and Together West Michigan member. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Pastor Bonza Mukali, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Come on up to that microphone if you'd be so kind. Yes. Yeah. You are the founding pastor at Restoration Community Church, an in-home child care business owner. So thank you. Allison McCulley, lead organizer for Together at West Michigan. There you go. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
Appreciate you as well. Here we go. And we'll start with you, if I may, Allison. Tell me a little bit about you and your work.
Yeah, so I'm the lead organizer with Together West Michigan, which is what we call a broad-based organization here in Kent County of 18 member institutions, faith communities, community groups working together to be a vehicle for regular people to have a powerful voice at the tables where decisions are made about their lives.
Thank you. Kate, would you talk about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the co-founders of Everbloom Montessori. We're a nonprofit early childhood education program started in 2021 by some educators who lost their jobs due to COVID. We serve about 85 kids ages 3 months through kindergarten.
All right, Pastor Bonza, talk to me about you and your day.
Yes, I am a pastor at Restoration Community Church, and I work with my wife as a provider. And we help refugees around our community, especially from Africa. Mm-hmm. And that's about it.
Yes, good. Now for the questions. Allison, back to you. Now that the Ready by Five millage has been renewed, and we thank you on your hard work to get that passed, what will you be focusing upon moving forward?
Well, we're definitely happy that it passed, especially with language that allows the possibility of using funding also to support affordable quality child care for the first time. So we'd hoped the commission would give voters the opportunity to expand funding as well, not just renew it. That didn't happen this time, but we're not giving up. So we're following the work of the Kent County Child Care Task Force as they look at the potential role of the county on this issue. That's a group appointed by the county commission chair to look at challenges and possible funding over the next year and recommend strategies. And we're also looking at the state level. We know there's a huge desire among residents here to do more to get at this crisis. And we'll talk about some interesting things being done across the country that maybe we could do here moving forward.
Pastor Bonza, if I may ask, what would be some of the unique challenges in-home providers are experiencing?
Yes, as I said, I've worked with my wife for 8 years as a provider. We do extra to support families, mm-hmm. Transportation, helping for free when parents need to fill out like subsidies from DHS, yes. And helping parents fill out form, and the child care, sometimes we do extra job, even they work overtime, so we don't pay, it's free, we just do that for free. And sometimes even we can give them support, but still they can't afford to pay the child care. Yes.
Is your in-care home at in-care work at Restoration Community Church, or is that it is?
Yes, the church child care is at home. We do that at my house, yeah.
Nice, thank you for that.
Yes.
Kate, moving on to you. We talk about the question of at the moment in our early childhood education workforce, of course, is one of the lowest paid groups in our economy, if you can back that statement up. Raising pay for early childhood educators is important and necessary, of course, at the same time. As we're talking, families can't afford to pay more for more services. What ideas do you have to fund this gap? Is this talk behind closed doors?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk all the time about how childcare workers are some of the highest skilled and lowest paid workers out there. They have to be emotionally prepared and physically capable. Some of the solutions we are seeing emerge are things, experimentation like TriShare, which is a program that splits costs between the employer, the employee, and the state of Michigan. Which is very exciting, but it doesn't actually do much to increase wages. things like child care stabilization grants that the governor did in 2021 and 22 actually had an impact. I mean, we were able to offer bonuses and increase wages. The DHS reimbursement and subsidy scholarship that Pastor Bonza just mentioned was at a higher reimbursement rate at the time, and that's been dropped. So things like investment from the state are really the only way at this stage to close that gap.
Back to you, Pastor Bonza. Why does it make good business sense, and maybe we'll highlight business sense, to support early childhood education and care? That's a big answer from you we need.
Yes, people can't work without child care, especially in our community, because we have a lot of children, mostly our little ones. So women, especially women, they cannot leave behind their children and go to work. So because of that, most of our women, they don't work because they don't have child care. So I have an example in our community. There is a lady who just raised her kid. She got like a 9. So she's not working. And I took her to the DHS. And they asked her about proof from work. And she said, I don't work. So they didn't give her support because she was not working. So that why it's so important. I would say that.
Again, our By Leaps and Bounds segment, thanks to WGVU Education Department and our community. Of course, today's topic, the costs of child care, with Kate Robinson, lead parent coordinator at Everbloom Montessori, TWM member, Pastor Bonza Mukele, founding pastor at Restoration Community Church, of course, in-home child care business owner, and you, Allison McCulley, organizer, Together West Michigan. My final big question for you, which we always like to finalize and take home, what do community members, what do our listeners, what do we need to know if we want to become involved? Where do we get more information?
Well, good question. So places across the country, cities, counties are doing all kinds of creative things to deal with the child care crisis. And almost all of those things are voter-approved initiatives that happen from regular people. So do something is the answer. And a couple ways you can do that are, we're a nonpartisan organization. We don't support or oppose candidates. Our candidates are our issues, and child care is one of them. So you can go to organizewmi.com/childcare and sign up as a child care voter this year. If you do that, we'll send you opportunities to get involved and help make this a central issue in our local elections, including a candidate forum coming up on Saturday, October 12th at 10 a.m. at Oakdale Park Church, where we'll have state House candidates speaking directly to this issue and what they're willing to work on with us if they're elected.
Ask the hard questions, right? But get the right answers. Pastor Bonza, how do we find out more about your work? Do you have a website?
Unfortunately, I don't have a website, but you can go to Restoration Community Church. Yeah, so you can find me.
Yes, the pulpit.
Yeah, or we can go United Methodist Church, so you can find me.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you for your service, for sure. Any final words from you, Kate?
You know, the answer at the end of the day to this whole question is that no one loses when we invest in childcare, and there are a lot of different ways to do it. There's home care, there's centers. All the answers are part, or all the solutions, all those things are part of the solution.
Great. Thanks for making that happen, all of you. Kate, Pastor Bonza, Allison, enjoy your day. And again, thanks to my colleagues from our award-winning education department, By Leaps and Bounds, the cost of childcare.